Gordon Brown will speak to the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas today as fighting between Hamas militants and Israeli troops continues in Gaza. The Archbishop of Liverpool, Patrick Kelly, is in Bethlehem, leading a group of bishops who are calling for a ceasefire. Good morning.
Good morning.
Was this a pre-planned trip, or is it being made?
Yes.
It was.
No. This is the 10th time we've come together as a group of bishops to visit the Holy Land, and I think that gives us some insights into the situation, which are very valuable and precious.
What you say will obviously be given close attention in lots of quarters, and you have to tread carefully. The Pope himself did quite recently, talking about the legitimate aspirations of both sets of people.
Yes.
But one of his aides used the expression a big concentration camp about the Gaza Strip. Do you believe that was ill-advised?
I have information about that. What I have had is people speaking about their agony and pain because of their friends and relatives who are suffering in the Gaza. And that is wherever we've been. There's been this combination of a terrible sense of pain for their sisters and brothers because this is such a small land. But together with that, and this is the vital message, over and over again, people are saying this must be an occasion which makes us all people with economic, with international, with political power, to say we must address the needs of all the children of the Holy Land, and we mustn't allow that to slip from the agenda of anybody.
And do you think any voice is valuable when it's calling for a ceasefire? Because so far, no one appears to be listening to that call. It's coming from many places.
Indeed, coming from many places, and it has got to keep on being repeated. But I think what we're trying to say is there's got to be such a ceasefire that leads on to meaningful, solid, consistent, sustained negotiations by all those who bring any influence to bear. A ceasefire which simply returns to the situation which has gone on for years of unhappiness in this land and fear in this land, fear for all peoples. We must remember here there are two suffering peoples. Not just one, there are people suffering deeply. And similarly, this land has got to become the secure, peaceful home for two peoples with three religions.
Well, what role do you think Christianity can play in this particular battle?
Well, not only Christianity alone, but all the three religions involved in this land, for whom this land is so precious and wonderful, all proclaim the same thing. Every single human being is in the image and likeness of God. The death of any human being is the most appalling tragedy. And therefore, that voice is consistent.
Well, is it consistent, I wonder? Because what about, some might argue, the very proscriptive and extreme manifestation of Islam by Hamas,
Well, interestingly, in terms of what we know in this land, in many villages, Christians and Muslims have lived side by side for centuries. And only yesterday we had evidence witnessed from Gaza, from the parish priest saying they're together. All the peoples in Gaza are suffering together, sustaining each other, helping each other. That is the reality on the ground.